Hello, and good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do when I welcome you to join me, because this is a call-in show and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to the one question. And our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And the phone will open up right after the first break, so in a couple, 10 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, you can start dialing. I want to tell you about a free teleclass that's happening Tuesday the 26th from 8 to 9 p.m., and this is where it's a teleclass by the phone participation only. It is free, but you do have to register for it. And this is part of this series that I'm doing all year, where once a month, usually on a Tuesday, where I'm given a free teleclass. I was guided to do it so we could all gather, so we could work with the tools and the information that we're getting as far as working with this, the pivotal energy of this year. So this is really going to be concentrated on moving forward with fear or with grace and ease. And that's kind of like the question that you could ask yourself. Are you doing things in a proactive way, or are you being reactive? And so we'll talk about that, and then we'll do the attunements and really connect to our unlimited potential and making that a reality. So it's the theme of this year is creating heaven on earth now, and how do we create heaven on earth now when a lot of people are feeling the chaotic energy of this rebirthing process. So we'll get a lot of tools. So that is next Tuesday, the 26th, and it is free. And so I do ask people, if they listen, if you're not available that night at from 8 to 9 p.m. and you listen to the recording, to the Wendy's going to put the number up if the next day, or if the latest would be the day after. So because people can take up to people's spaces is what I'm trying to say. So if you know you're going to be listening to the repeat call after, which again Wendy will put the number up, but I'm asking it that you don't take a person's slot, because we are finding a lot of people are doing that, and they want to get that number early, which is fine, but if you're taking somebody's slot, then it's making somebody not being able to hear it. So that's a little request that I'm doing. So that is the class, free teleclass on the 26th, again, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a lot of fun with that. You also can listen to the free teleclass that was given last month. That was creating new pathways to empower yourself. And so all the number is there, the call-in number, the PIN number, and the reference number. And you could go right to the attunements if you want to. They have an ability with this service to get right to certain parts. You could skip certain parts, and so you don't have to listen to the whole talking. If you want to get toward the end parts is when I usually do the attunements. And that's, people use that as their energy attunement. We're doing the gold readings, and people are really loving the gold coin readings, and the requests are off the charts. And so people are really getting information, and they absolutely love it. And that's where my guides encouraged me to energetically throw a gold coin in a person's energy field. And what continues to fascinate me is where people hold their blocks, how they take the coin in, or in most cases how they don't take the coin in. It's like hovers in their energy field, or they block it. And that just how they block it and where they block it tells a story. And it allows you to see where you have blocks to receiving money in particular. But it's not only about the story, it's about then undoing it by turning the channel to create new pathways, literally, for you to be open to receiving money. And people are having miraculous results. And so that's the money readings, and you get a CD, and you get unique tools as four that are related to your energy field. And I don't give those out. I give a lot of free energy exercises, but these are connected all to the gold coin reading, and so you won't be getting those out free. They're directly for your energy field. We also have the next Mini Light Stream Live coming up this Friday, unbelievable, the 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m., and you could join by person or telephone, and that's where everyone gets a reading. We gather around. There's a maximum of 10 people, and everyone's absolutely guaranteed a reading. It's a lot of fun. It's like a light stream live or gallery-style style reading. So those people have a lot of fun with those, and they also like it when they're with the other people, because they get stuff learn from other people's readings, and so they get messages and they learn through hearing other people's readings. I do offer, if people are calling in, that you could be read first or last, whatever your time period is, so you don't have to be on the phone for the whole time if you don't want to. So a lot of people choose to, because again, they get a lot of information by listening to the to other people's readings. And so those are the mini Lightstream Lives. We also have the next gathering, and the dates up for the gathering is usually the first Friday of the month. I'll do a two-hour talk about what's happening with the energy shifts, how to be able to work with them, and also everyone gets a mini reading as far as how what you're doing. So those are called the gatherings, and again, usually it's the first Friday of the month. So the next one is August 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not able to make it, you can still email my assistant, Wendy, and let her know that you still want the reading and you want to hear the teleclass afterwards, because everyone that signs up for it gets a free MP3 of the class or CD if they have to. And so you get to work with the tools. And so those are very popular. The dates are out till Friday, December 2nd, so that it's, you could see the dates for the rest of the month. And if you sign up for more of them, you get less money off. So a lot of people are having a lot of fun with those. So that's what we have going on, and we're offering $40 off of readings today for 30 minutes and more. So 30-minute readings, 45-minute readings, hour readings, in person or telephone. We're doing $40 off, and so that's the sale of the month, or the our service of the month. We usually try to shift it around every month, and so the month is $40 for 30-minute readings in person or by telephone for the month of July. Just say that you heard that special on KKNW, and Wendy will be glad to set up the appointment. And if you have to make an appointment in August, don't get worried about it, because you can still get that 40% off. Some people get smart and they say, oh, if I make my appointment in July, I could still, and I can't, I don't want to get read till August, can I still use a coupon? And we say yes, if you're, if that's what resonates with you and that's what's good timing, good for you. Of course, we'll set that up. So that's the specials and the classes, the upcoming events. And so I encourage you to get on the free newsletter so then you can know what's happening, because a lot of stuff is changing. This whole summer, we're under a lot of construction of doing some blog work and all this other stuff. So things are going to be changing on the whole website and different offering and classes and all those kind of things. And so to know what's going on, then to be on the website, I mean, the free newsletter is a good way to see what's happening. So that's the up-and-coming events. And before we do go to break, I do want to just talk about the energy shifts that are happening, because I'm getting a lot of emails with people really saying, what the heck is going on? So it's really got to be to a point where my guides have been saying forever, and actually I talked about it many times on this show and World Pooja, that from January to June of this year was a real like a preparation for us during this time, for us to be able to work with the energy from June to July, from January, the rest of the year. So this rest of the year, we're being able to see how we're doing as far as energetically. Are we still directing more of our energy into the fear posture? Is stuff coming up where it seems like we're getting hit over and over again by either tragedy or just fear, or just to be played out in all different ways? Health issues. A lot of people are having health issues. And so it's if you look at it energetically and look at it as an observer and see how you're directing your life force, and then realizing that you could work with some adjustments and that you can make adjustments in working with the energy. The energy that comes down right now is so powerful, we can make amazing adjustments, where my guides have been showing it me to, like a analogy of changing a channel, like changing a channel of a TV station. And the more we have our core energy, the more we really hold that we are divine aspects of God, Source, Creator, the more when we're done with a theme of being abandoned, let's say, and we are claiming our energy back, it's like a soul retrieval in a way, taking those aspects of us in any direction of space and time that still holds the charge of abandonment, and then we say, I'm dropping abandonment, change the channel, and you get like a whole new, think of it as a sheet of paper to create a new life. And so that's the energies of the rest of this, our lifetimes, to be honest. But this next 6 months is a real emphasis. Imagine that when I say an emphasis, how I see it, it's like a magnifying glass going over the earth, and it's affecting every single one of us, consciously or unconsciously. So we're really having this urging emerging for us to emerge and step up to the angel having a human experience, let's say. And we're feeling it more, and more and more people are opening up and realizing that they are intuitive even, and that they're feeling, seeing, sensing stuff. And so all of that's great news. And those that have been in the New Age for a long time movement are saying finally, to be honest, that we're feeling the shifts of the masses waking up. And so as we are going through this transition, though, many people that have been studying part of the New Age for 20, 30 years are also a little bit surprised at how much that they are losing their core or that the grounding cord could get a little bit shaky. And so it's the name of the game is just getting ourselves back to alignment again. But it's going through life experience doesn't mean that we're not going to have our what I call our bad hair days, and sometimes it could be our bad hair weeks. The name of the game is how fast we could get ourselves back into that alignment again. And not in fast like a contest competition energy, but this is just going into what feels light for you is right for you. And that's my guide said that mantra is for all of us to really say for this rest of this year is what feels light for you is right for you. And really drop into your heart and see what feels light for you, what makes you feel expanded, what gives you passion, what makes you feel excited, and follow that path. And then when you follow that, you get directions literally from the universal energies. And so we're encouraging you to be able to hear that, get that feeling, hear that like a whisper and from the universal energies, and that we all are getting whispers all the time. It's a matter of tuning in our ears to be able to hear it, feel it, and that begins in our heart space. It's not about our head. So it's a big invitation to that. We are going to our break. We're going back to open phone lines. So you're listening to the Carrie Connelly Show. We'll be back in a few.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Stauff is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Stauff can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carrie Connelly Show. And I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. The number you could call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Open phone lines to the top of the hour. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds good. We have now Bryn calling in from Somerville, Massachusetts, and he's wondering the move to Asheville, North Carolina. Will it happen? How's the timing on it? So, Bryn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Bryn. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I just been recently got back from a North Carolina kind of exploratory trip. I only did see two places, which was kind of disappointing. But I'm kind of overwhelmed by the whole idea of moving. But I think the timing is right. But I'm not quite sure, like, when. Do you see me moving and finding a place, or is it with another person or by myself?
Okay. What I'm seeing is this flower opening up, and you have two petals. So if you looked at two petals, it ends up with three petals, and then I'm seeing all the signs of a trinity. And so think of over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, the next three, even the next 3 months, because I was seeing September, October, as far as that kind of period right there is getting pulled more towards the September, October energy. And especially if you're feeling kind of like that shaky energy right now, it's important for you to put that like symbolic miracle grow underneath your root chakra so you can feel that grounded energy as you're making the shift. And it looks like something comes out of the blue. Like I would pay attention to Craigslist or whatever you do to look where. Okay, good, because it looks like something is opening up, because when I see a petal opening up, that's like a unfolding, opening up. It could literally be one of those timing things, divine timing, because when I see this clock do a certain symbol, I'm watching that. And so I would, again, daily look at that in a place where you're not going to, just like as I said before, if it feels light for you, it's right for you. You're not going to make a move if it doesn't feel light for you, if it doesn't make you feel expanded, if it doesn't make you feel excited, all of that kind of energy. And then I see the energies, especially over the next 3 weeks, things start really speeding up. It's like a wheel starting to really take off, and I'm hearing an engine revving. So that's a sign, a symbol of you really, and it's right in your heart chakra, so feeling revved up about it, feeling passionate about it, and feeling really clear, because I'm watching you steer like a boat very, very clearly with the destination. So this is a period of doing what I call the duality dance, of keep on making the steps of going down there, keep on feeling it out, and I do see this other place.
The thing is, I don't have a lot of more money to go down there again until I move there. That's the thing.
Right. The money thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've seen some good, pretty accurate pictures on Craigslist of what places look like. So
yeah.
I think the next time I go down there, I'd be like, maybe I have to, like, go sight unseen or something. I don't know.
Oh. Hey, Carrie there, I think your phone's kind of acting up a little bit.
My phone?
Oh, hang on just 1 second. Hey, Carrie, I know your phone there. You're using a little handheld device there. Carrie, did I get your back? Well, hang on.
Oh, I can hear you guys. You can't hear me.
Yeah, you're kind of... Hang on, Bryn, just 1 second. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and I'll try to work this out with Carrie, and we'll return in just a moment with the Carrie O'Connor Show. It's technical difficulties. It's happening sometimes, so we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We picked up those technicalities.
Hopefully.
So, Bryn, I agree with looking at the places, right, as far as a lot of them, they do even virtual tours. And so I'm seeing you literally seeing a virtual tour. It's going to be something that you feel so solid with that you have a virtual tour. So it's letting your fingers do the walking, or your say fingers on a computer. It's like doing a lot of the leg work before you physically go down there. And again, it's a part of the threes. And I even see you seeing a lot of master numbers over the next for confirmation for your 10-10, 11-11, 12-12. That really gives you a boost, because I'm watching this like lotus flower explosion behind the back of your heart. And so it's giving you heart support, heartfelt support.
Right.
And then I'm watching literally a fire starting underneath your heart chakra and burning away. any kind of things that could hold you back, restriction, that kind of energy. So keep on going with what feels late. And if you feel too much in your head, Bryn, literally take your chin down to your thymus and drop you out of your head and feel yourself getting out of the head and getting into the heart. And just sit there and keep on following the heart. All righty?
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
You have a good day, Bryn. Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bryn, for calling in. And we apologize to our listeners. Sometimes we deal with technical difficulties. And Gary was going through one of those moments. You just had so much power running through you for Bryn. I think that was our issue.
I think so, Benny.
All right. Well, let's see if we can help out our next caller. It's Bianca. She's calling in from Santa Fe, New Mexico. She's looking for a general reading, but also she experienced a tragic loss not too long ago. So, Bianca, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Thank you. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Bianca?
Good. I was just calling. I really wanted just a general reading. And then I also wanted to know if you can make a connection with somebody that I'd lost recently.
Okay, you got to do one or the other, hon. I hate to do that, but this is like we always do the one question thing.
Okay,
you lost
a connection.
Somebody just recently. Go ahead.
Okay.
Did your father cross over?
Yes.
Okay. He comes in and he's putting his hand over his shoulder, but also on your shoulder. And this is, and he's pointing to the energy of January. Do you feel him around you? And he's also giving you the number 777. So that's part of his sign. He's giving you a lot of yellow flowers. And he also brings in a younger person that's like, it doesn't feel a real relative, but it feels like a very close friend. Did you just lose somebody that was like a best friend, close friend, but it's a male?
No.
Think about it later, because he's even saying the twins, and he's literally saying the twin energy, and he seems to be proud to be bringing this person into your life. And so you could literally hear about a classmate that you guys were friends in a while ago, and that you were like the twins, and that the teacher called you the twins, and that you could hear that he crossed over. And so for the first biggest message is all this yellow that's going into the heart, and this is going to go to the general reading part, because I see the right side of your heart chakra looks like a book where somebody bent the pages over, and I'm seeing you opening up and putting all this yellow into the heart. And so that yellow is more fire, more passion, and those bookended things are wishes, dreams, and desires, and even heartaches, Bianca. And it's like this unfolding, opening thing, and I'm seeing the spine of the book that has been used a lot and opened a lot. And so what your dad is emphasizing is your heart's desires and even past life heart desires, because I see this wave going back over your head, that over the, from now to the month of August in particular, because I'm seeing August as with huge spotlights over you. And so that's a real important month for you to really make a pivotal life-changing changes in your life and really feel. All of a sudden I see you on the stop on a stage and taking in all this light. And so that to me means feeling really empowered, feeling really connected to source, to people around us, and that not only is he coming in, but he brings in a whole entourage of people behind you. Then he steps away and he brings in a guide with you. So you're kind of going through this guide change or upgrade kind of deal. And that's the most sacred thing that we could do is when our family members and close ones kind of step aside and have our guides come in. So, and there's some sort of name that I feel you're going to get in meditation, and it doesn't sound like a regular name. It's like a lot of vowels. So just pay attention to that, but don't get hung up on a name either, because they're not about the name part. They're about the energy. And this, again, is a lot on the right side of your energy field. So, again, Dad's bringing an entourage of people, and I feel that you're going to be confirmed about having, it's not like you have to go to a funeral or something, but you'll hear about somebody that was close to you in your past that crossed over suddenly and tragically. There's a sudden tragic kind of theme there, and it's a kind of a confirmation thing, and the whole theme is like life's too short is what Dad's saying. It's like living life as if it was our last moment. It's like every day could be our last moment, and so how would we live life if we all knew that it would be our last day? We'd live more compassionately. We'd live more, our whole life would be different if we all had that kind of adjustment. So that's what they're giving back to you. And it's, the sevens are stepping into your old soul energy, Bianca, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Bianca, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, let's take one more call. Maybe we'll get started with Susan. She's calling in from Issaquah before we take the break.
I'm ready.
Yep, and her question is, well, she's moving yet. Her house was on the market. Now it's not, but she's going to offer to rent it out. But she wants to know, if there are any other takers, or are they going to go for it? So let's see what you have for her. So, Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Okay, it's good.
So what's going on?
I had the house on the market to sell, and it didn't sell. It was only on for a short time, though. Because
I was just going to say, you put on for a real short time, though, right?
Yes, I did.
How long was it on for?
5 weeks.
Okay, okay.
And there was no offers made, but I felt, well, I needed to make this move if I'm going to make it before the school starts.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it off to rent it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I want to look to see here if this house is going to rent out, and this
uh-huh.
is going to happen.
Huh. I'm hearing rent to own. There used to be stores out in the East Coast that call rent to own, and so somebody could come in as a renter, and then they're interested in buying it. Or they could even go in there and make some sort of agreement that you could, they literally are starting with a renter agreement and then end up buying it, and so that's a good thing. And yeah, when I go back to the moving thing, Susan, that when I saw 3 months over you, it's like 5 weeks. It was like right around the corner. There was a part of it would have sold if you put it on there for longer, and I'm not like a finger wag and yell at you, but it was part of being able to trust allow it, especially when you feel or see the big clock of the school time coming, and it's like contracts our energy, and then we get tapped into the fear. But think of this, a whole new card deck is given deal to you, so that means to me that you'll get your renters really quickly, but there's some sort of thing that they're coming in with the double thing where they could literally want to own it too, right? Buy, rent to own, rent to own. So that's a good thing. And I don't know if it's a growing market out there. I know that I'm hearing more and more scenarios on the East Coast where people are going in with that thing of renting, and then they're making agreements with the owners that it has some sort of down payment for owning it down the road or something like that. But I'm seeing this door opening up, and so that means to ask the realtor as far as, is there some sort of marketing that this is starting to get more business, you know what I mean? So I'd look for, and those kind of people, I mean, that people could say, hey, I'm in this scenario that this is what I'd like to do, and it's my whole symbols are, it's like a new growing business that we're going to see all across everywhere, the states in particular. So you'll get your renters, you'll have your good move, and good for you.
Good. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
And we'll actually, if you, we're going to go to a break right now, Carrie.
So. Alrighty, I was just going to say, Benny, what are we going to do? Because my phone was messed up.
I thought you heard the music, so you know that's the cue for everyone out there in Radio Land. We'll be right back with more Carrie O'Connor Show.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. With open phone lines to the top of the hour, and speak of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
Well, those phone lines are hot and ready to go here for Carrie, so let's just jump right back to them. We have now Cameron calling in from Seattle, and Cameron's question is, actually, she just got back from Europe, and I think she's interested, obviously, in the school over there, but also she has got some school things going on here, too. Is it there or here? But I'll let her explain it. So.
Okay.
did I get that right, Cameron?
Well, yeah, basically, but pretty much I haven't started college or university, is what they call it over there. I haven't started yet, and I'm just wondering where the right place to go is. I was considering Switzerland or Austria, but I'm just wondering if it's right for me to be in Europe for the university.
When I and you would be wanting to get in there as far as this September?
I mean, possibly, like, if that can work out in time, but I was going to try and check if I could maybe get in for spring.
All right, that makes more sense, because this is what I saw. I saw that it's good, but I didn't see it as immediately. And then I saw, like, this. Whenever I see, sounds like an odd symbol of mine, but it's an Ultrabite toothpaste. Whenever I see that symbol, it'd be like a real tight squeeze to kind of do it. So be able to be spread it out, right? And so feel it out, spread it out. And so that, and then I see the yellow lights. Whenever I see yellow and sun and it does a certain symbol, that's my thing of, it's that's a really good symbol. That means passionate excitement. And I also see that it would, that you could be looking at three different places as far as, all of a sudden it seems like something's closer to Austria and Sweden, or a third place opens up. It's in that area, but it's like they're looking at three different universities, or it seems like something's closer to, and the geography of Connecticut. I mean, Connecticut in the U.S., never mind Europe. But be open to just taking the time to see what's open. But it is good for you. It's like I'm seeing the energy really has you expand your energetic wings, and so it's a good thing. So
okay, and I mean, do you see, like, Switzerland or Austria being better, or...?
I see a third one coming up, because when I'm saying Switzerland to your heart, right now, when I said Switzerland and Austria, Austria is right now bigger than wider. Your heart gets wider with Austria versus Switzerland right now. But then I'm seeing this third thing where it either feels like the town comes in, or what is close by there that you were there and looking around? Is there another place that you already know what you'd be looking at?
Well, I mean, like, I was considering Basel or Zurich for cities, or Vienna. But Vienna, like, I already have some friends there that will be going to school there.
That's where I could be looking at, is the Vienna.
Vienna? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're welcome. And good luck to you.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Cameron. Good luck to you at your schools. And, I don't know, that'd be kind of fun to go to school overseas for sure.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's
the
greatest experience ever.
Yeah, I don't get out much. So I have to live vicariously through all my hosts that travel abroad. So it's totally fun that way.
That's good.
All right, let's take another caller. We now have Susie calling in from Seattle. She's currently experiencing asthma and some other related dental work issues. We don't know if it's some energy that's combined on one side or the other. We want to see if we can work it all out. So, Susie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Susie?
Well, I have asthma and allergies, but right now I've got some dental problems. It was I've had a lot of root canals. I've had and then apparently right now my lower left jaw has like this lump in it, and it's I don't know. I had a tooth pulled years ago, and I think there might be some bone fragment in there, but it was like 4 years ago. So, but it hurts, and it's my lower left jaw.
Okay. Interesting. Because when I'm looking at it, it turns into like what transfigures over. It almost looks like a dinosaur's mouth, and that's kind of interesting whenever something turns into a dinosaur. So that shows me not only, Susie, is it old, it's like really old. And what's fascinating about this year, I'm hearing more and more people that are experiencing physical stuff, but it also has a connection to like past life, ancient life. So then when we get to the theme of it, then we're able to have some real healing, right? And because what I see is all these teeth are on your right side, and I'm seeing you running, and there's like a theme of feeling not supported, in that I could, people could swim, like just be annihilated, you know what I mean? So I would really encourage you, and that's the same with the breathing and asthma. So there's a real theme of not feeling supported and not feeling connected to like the source energy. So working with the energy, especially over the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. And are you using, what is this stuff? I just smelt it. They used to have it for a numbing thing for your teeth. I just saw it. It's a brown thing, and it tastes, it kind of, it's not camphor.
Oh, I've been using that. It's it's that Edgar Cayce.
Yes, yes, I just saw it. Okay, good, good. That will be really good with it. And then, again, are you feeling like you're back in the corner or somebody busting you around? Or I actually think about that because I'm seeing that just controlling people. I'm watching, like, I'm feeling like a puppet. And,
yes, my mom
and all
just
of this
passed away, and I was helping her, and now I'm helping my dad, and I've always been the one in the family who helps everyone.
Okay, all right, that's it. So,
I'm a flight attendant, so I'm in service.
And so you're...
And I'm so busy, and I feel like I don't have any time.
Right, and so even having your mouth transfigure into, like, the, it's where life feels like it's taking a bite out of you, right? And that's, like, and also where you're holding back and where you want to kind of bite and snap and say, like, hey, don't I matter? You know what I mean? So this is, again, a part of really being able to release. I'd literally tell you, encouraging you to do infinity eights and circles around from your ear all the way to your jaw and move it and, do, and then draw infinity eights off from, like, the inches away from your energy field going out to the 3 feet around you. It's connecting the meridians that will allow more flow with the energy from the right to left side, because when I look at the you're having it on the left side, but your right side energetically is where it's being, like your energy looks like an accordion. It's all smushed in on the right side. And so the more you create the infinity eights, they help with the balance and literally the energy going back, and it will help the physical body. So this is a huge time for you to get in balance and really say, I matter, and bring the, we can be of service, that's fine, but self-care is, the theme is allowing yourself, self-care is not selfish, and we could do too much service where, like, you're energetically bending yourself forward and not taking enough energy in for yourself. And so working with the energies right now, like I was saying earlier about turning the channel, when we get to our themes, and part of it's like fear of being annihilated if I don't do this, and it has real themes of what right to life issues, we can turn the channel. We could say, I'm done with this, and especially when people are showing me past lives coming up into it too. So that's profound shift and change. So again, think of the people, the scenarios that are going on with you, and then just imagine pulling your cords back that with the, or in the situations and scenarios, and you're literally pulling your energy out of those scenarios, and then you're consolidating your energy, and you'll feel much more in balance, okay?
Huge. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day, Susie.
You too. Bye, Carrie.
Okay. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye. Thanks, Susie, for calling into the Carrie O'Connor Show. That leaves another line open here at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Let's take James. He's driving around from Portland, Oregon, and he wants to know if his ex-partner will be in or around his life or maybe out of his life anytime soon. I think it sounds more like he wants him to leave, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know what his partner's up to. So, James, I'll have you tell the story. How's that?
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks. So what's going on?
Well, I'm just wondering if, you know, when he's going to be out of my life.
Uh-huh. Huh. I just heard this song of a whole bunch of ladies coming in. Do you remember? They used to play a play, I Gotta Wash That Guy Right Out of My Hair. And so it was some old show. But anyway, I'm hearing it was singing by a bunch of ladies coming in. They look like a whole bunch of grandmothers. And so it's like your grandmother's maternal, paternal, and they bring us a whole slew of them. It's on the right side of your energy field. And I'm literally seeing you washing the energy of him out of your hair. It looks like little mites and gnats. Then I get pulled to the energy of 9 of September. And I also see measuring tape. So there's a part, James, where he's going to stretch it. He's going to pull it. And so you, I'm watching you take a great big sword and cutting it. And it's just like what I was talking with Cameron as far as Susie, as far as being able to bring balance into her life, and that this is where you are, might have to cut things off or make things where it could feel like a serrated edge with you, or it could feel sharp, but sometimes that sword cut is a lot better than a serrated knife, because other times it just drags things out, because when I see a tape measure, that means things being dragged out. And so that you taking the sword would energetically cut things a lot faster. And we could do it energetically by, as I was saying, pulling your energy back from different situations and scenarios with him, see what was like the major theme, especially when it comes into pain or loss of a relationship, and really work on like forgiving the whole situation scenario. Take the wisdom of the relationship and leaving the pain out allows you to consolidate your energy, cut off any cords, and if a person isn't getting any feedback from us and they're energetically like mites or and like vampire energy, they want that feed, they're going to have to go look for it somewhere else. So it does look like it could pull out till September, but this is where you could have the opportunity to really cut it off, nip it in the bud, and then things will turn around within like 2 days, 2 weeks to the 222s, and I don't see it out to 2 months. Doesn't have to be. Okay?
That's good, because we've been connected with a house that we have together.
That's probably the longest thing. So say that again. You're trying to figure out about the house?
What's that?
You're trying to figure out about what to do about the house?
Well, we've had it for sale for 2 years.
Okay.
And he's living there. I'm paying for it.
Okay.
So I want to be done.
Okay. Well, that where I go into the energy of from now to September. So it could be working there. Because there's the twos all around this. And you're saying 2 years that you guys have been for the house for sale. So that's endings that come in September. And there is a part, James, where he really wants to draw this out. You know what I mean? He doesn't mind dragging this out and extending this because it serves him. And so this is, and I'm not saying it in a mean tone. I'm just saying that there's a part of him that's not invested in having that house to be sold. And a lot of times people can energetically block it. And so I'd even encourage you to feel, see, sense the spine of the house. And this is what I'm doing for you right now, is getting that spine of that house and illuminating it. And imagine like your own spine, and in the spine, the center of the house, and just have this gold rod that you expand out through the whole house, literally through the ceilings, through the walls, and out around the whole yard, and like seal it in this gold light of protection. It burns off any kind of blocks people energetically can put on the house, consciously or unconsciously. I see it all the time where some people might not want to move on. They might not want to move. Spouses can be in conflict about making a move, and it could even be really exciting. I saw my brother-in-law do this, and it was they were going to a great place, but he had nostalgia as far as his old home, and he was blocking it. So there's do some techniques there, and it will absolutely clear that house and have solutions coming very, very quickly. And then it's kind of weird because I see the twos where Noah's Ark, whenever I see that symbol, is solutions could come in too. So he could come up and say where somebody else could come in and give him money to buy it. Things happen very quickly. So twos are manifesting the physical 3D world. There's been like a hold up, but now things are turning around to give you that sense of freedom. So that's good. All right?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great day, James. And we're listening to the Carol Conner Show. I heard my cue. We're going to the break. We'll be right back after a short few minutes.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to Foss Farms Inc.com.
Trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and we're live to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And speaking of those phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
Yes, and we all have to remember to breathe.
Yes, I know. I just got worked up and all.
I know, right? No, I apologize for the break. We were hot under topic.
Conversation.
I know. It was pretty crazy on the healthcare system in this country. But, you know, we digress, and we'll go to our phone lines. We have now Claire calling in, which is conveniently, we'll talk about some health with her. She's recently had two surgeries in the last couple of months. She just wants to know what the energy is looking around her and maybe for the near future. So, Claire, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi, Carrie. It's so good to be able to talk with you again. It's been a while.
Yes. Yeah.
I was interested in what you had to say.
Okay, so you've had two surgeries, Benny said?
Yeah, the first 6 months of the year you were talking about the energy and clearing out. I had surgery in February and May with my colon, big surgery.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'm going to be okay, but is that all part of the letting go?
Absolutely, absolutely. You pull me right into your second and third chakra, and I'm literally seeing your, it's like an energetic, did you literally have a hysterectomy too?
No.
Okay, because I'm seeing this like an energetic hysterectomy. So I'm looking at new, especially through the emotional bodies, new like a birthing uterus, new ovaries. And so that means to me new birth, right? And think of the third chakra is connected literally to our colon. So this is where we are bringing things. And I'm hearing more and more of people talking about things happening physical down to the physical level. But when you look at it energetically and think of that, we are expanding and opening ourselves up energetically to put more light, more higher frequency energy into ourselves, it will bring up. And the physical body is the densest as far as that's the part of our vibrational thing. And we're raising it up. It will bring up health stuff, right? And this is where we can work with the energy to clear stuff out. So this is definitely related to rebirthing to a Claire that has, I'm watching this whole, like a cape of grief that's on your back, and it has a hood over you. And it's like a releasing of that grief that goes, not only including the grief of losing your son, but it's also past life grief of sudden loss, and especially of a child, and you're clearing out of the emotional body. And as you do that, I'm seeing you energetically putting your shoulders up, open up the heart more, and literally feeling like you could breathe deeper. And then I'm watching this pink energy going into your colons, and then I'm watching it turning into a salmon like a fireworks. And so that's really good. So things turning around, working with the energy, and think of from now to January in particular, it's like a real turning point for you personally, working with the energy energetically to really do it, clear out what I call the nitty-gritties, because I see your whole energy spinning counterclockwise right down to your core, and that's opening up the left side to be able to receive more life force energy, create new cords that allow much more balance into your life. All right, Claire?
Great. So that's very positive. So it
absolutely
ends up all being a good thing.
Absolutely. 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 So it's literally
thank
open up the left
much
side, so make sure you do the energy exercises and to get yourself into attunement, because that will help you a lot too.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. You have a great day, Claire. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks, Claire, for calling in. All right, next caller. We have Sean now calling in from Tacoma. He wants to know, Carrie, what his outlook and the career might be in the next couple of months. And I want to give kudos to Sean right here, right now. He called at the top of the hour. His phone was being a little pest, I should say. And so I said, call me back. He did. It was still being a pest. He called me one more time. And, of course, our lines have been full since then, Carrie. But
oh, wow.
Thanks to technology, which is now in our favor, Sean is back with us. I'm loving everybody down in the South End. So, Sean, tell Carrie what's going on.
Hey, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
welcome. I'm curious about my job outlook. I'm currently employed, but, you know, naturally everyone's stressed out with the economy, and I'm feeling that anxiety coming from the work front, too. But I'm just curious as far as my energy, what you feel moving forward and anything on the horizon.
Okay. You know, it's interesting, Sean. Whenever I see an umbrella over somebody's head, that means to me an umbrella of protection, especially it's 2 feet around you, so it's like covering your energy body. But then I watched you standing in front of a beach, and there's like this wave of emotions, but it's other people's emotions. And so you're really empathic and picking up on other people's fears and emotions, and it's going right to your third chakra. It's going like a great big fist in your third chakra, literally smushing your lungs up and having it's like hard to breathe, right? And so then it's gonna, as your shoulders go forward, then it will go into your history and any time in any direction space of time that had a sudden betrayal attack, like the rug getting pulled out underneath you. And because then I watched the energy of the ocean turning into this very blue, it looks like a blue purple, imagine a beautiful island, and then that's a total different ocean. And I see your arms wide open, I see your head back, and so that means being able to work with the empathic energy and be able to body embrace it, because all of a sudden a shield comes out from your stomach, your third eye, that turns into a mandala. So there's a sense of protection around you and being able to ride this period out and not get pulled into the other people's fear, and it literally protects you from having jobs. I've heard of people, there's a lot of state things happening in Connecticut right now where they're looking at 6,000 layoffs in state employees in particular, and I'm hearing these amazing stories where people didn't tap into it, and that there's, weirdly, there are job stays and that they have less time when other people that had more time losing their jobs or positions. And part of that's like a whole energetic posture, because everything goes back down to energy. So the umbrella means protection around you. And I also see when it comes into October, November, that you have a game plan or a side plan or a, I always call it my ABC plans, where there's a part of my, I have a Capricorn moon, so my emotions are based on practical things, and so I always have like a backup plan. So you pay attention to October, November of opportunities coming to you in the job department that seem like to come out of the blue. I see you tasting it like an appetizer, and it's butter, it dipped with like lobster with butter, so that's a good symbol. That means rich. That means rich opportunities, and the lobster is a delicacy, so all of that's a really good sign of here during a time when some people are experiencing economic crunch and fear, that other people are experiencing growth and tremendous expansion. So I'm watching you put your energy into that direction. That protection is good. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Sean. You have a good day, and I'm so glad that you did your perseverance and called back and persevered. That's very good. Yeah, thank you. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sean, for calling in. And, Carrie, I think that's going to do it for today. I don't know if you had any final thoughts for today's show.
I do. Final thoughts are, as we were hearing all different themes of today, from health issues down to job, down to housing and all that, there's a strong message, especially through the energies of July. I'm looking at this taffy that's really getting pulled out energetically and symbolically, so that means we could really feel stretched, we could feel pulled, especially in our emotional department, and that's when I even told a couple people to literally take their chin and put it down in their thymus area, drop out of their head and get out of the gerbil rides and not get stuck into the emotions. And there's simple techniques that we could do, literal techniques like dropping out of your head, putting your head down your shoulder, gets you out of the mind loops, and so it allows you to hold that energetic posture where you're literally being in this world and not of it, what Jesus said a long time ago. And so we're learning how to be in this world, meaning being very present, but also allowed to navigate and be able to not get stuck in the fear and the chaotic situations that are happening right now, because life will happen to us. It's, and how we deal with it and how we navigate is what we're getting help with, a lot of help with. So remember that there's a lot of help out there, and it all goes back to seeing everything as energetic and your energetic being, so there's always an energetic solution. And we're really going through this pivotal transformational time, and we could work again with it with much more grace than ease. And I do have that free teleclass coming up that we'll talk about that, how to do it with grace and ease and being able to step beyond the fear. And so that will be very helpful for people. So that is on Tuesday, the 26th of July. And that's please believe. Do do wonder if my music is around, Benny.
It is, Gary, and here, let's crank it up a little more, see if you can hear it. But you can wrap her up.
All right, all right. And so this is Carrie O'Connor, and may you align with the divine.